AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is boosting America's commitment to share more coronavirus vaccine with the world. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says it's the right thing to do, but also what's needed to protect the nation.
We know America will never be fully safe until the pandemic that's raging globally is under control.
He's announced the U.S. will ship 20 million doses of approved vaccines on top of an earlier commitment to share 60 million of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is not yet authorized in the U.S.
Our nation is going to be the arsenal of vaccines for the rest of the world.
The U.S. has been under pressure to share more vaccine as interest falls in getting shots domestically. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says child tax payments to 39 million families will start July 15th.
And the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut, at least $250 per child each month. A direct deposit.
It's part of the coronavirus relief package. The state of California says it will lift its mask requirement on June 15th to give the public time to prepare and to get more people vaccinated in California. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is distancing itself from urgent world calls for the immediate ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers.
Our approach is through quiet, intensive diplomacy, and that's where we feel we can be most effective.
Joel Greenberg, a Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation involving Congressman Matt Gaetz in Florida, pleaded guilty to six federal charges and has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as part of the plea deal. The Supreme Court says prisoners who were convicted by non-unanimous juries before the high court barred the practice a year ago don't need to be retried. This is AP News. With over 24 million cases and 270,000 deaths, India has the second highest caseload behind the U.S. The worst in India, though, may be over.
Officials are hopeful, but it's still too early to say things are improving, with Mumbai and New Delhi representing only a sliver of the overall situation. For one, drops in the national caseload, however marginal, largely reflect falling infections in a handful of states with big populations and/or high rates of testing. So the nationwide trends represent an incomplete and misleading picture of how things are faring across India as a whole. Confirmed daily cases have been averaging around 340,000 and have dipped to more like 300,000 for the first time in weeks. I'm Charles Deledesma.
TNT's Marv Albert plans to retire after calling the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, ending a career that began on the radio in 1963. Marv Albert turns 80 next month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.